The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, what we find in the lessons of Karbala and the responsibilities of the Imam of our time is that there is a link that exists between the third and the 12th Imam. This link, of course, exists between every Imam. They are the Hujjatullah, they are the proofs of God, they are the signs of God, they have the same knowledge. However, when we look at our traditions, we find that there is a special link and a bond that is associated between them. We recite in Dua Nudba, the dua that we just heard, Aina Talibu Bidamil Maktuli Bi Karbala, that where is the one who will avenge the blood that was spilled in Karbala? And when we look at other traditions, we find that again, there are many links that are associated with this. And so what we see is that there is a responsibility for us as those who are awaiting and wanting to fulfill our responsibilities to the Imam of our time, that one of the ways in which we understand what our responsibilities are is by looking at the tragedy of Karbala to try to understand what was the mission of Aba Abdullah. If we understand the mission of Aba Abdullah, we then understand that our responsibility is to fulfill that mission, because the mission of the 12th Imam is connected to the mission of the 3rd Imam. You guys follow? Yeah? This is essential. This is a really important point to understand, that there is this link. This is a statement that I am sure you will hear over and over again over these next 12 nights, but it's an important statement, for it's the mission statement of Aba Abdullah. In his letter that he wrote to Muhammad bin Hanafiya, his brother, he says, وَأَنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشِرًا وَلَا بَطِرًا وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ظَالِمًا. He says, I am not rising joyfully or arrogantly, right? I'm not causing mischief, nor am I rising to cause fasad, corruption or oppression. وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. I am rising. إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ. I am leaving. I am rising to bring about a reformation, a change in the ummah of my grandfather Rasulullah. أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Wallah, we need to memorize this statement, right? Because as the azadar of Aba Abdullah, as the ones who commemorate the morning rituals of Aba Abdullah, we must understand the purpose of the mission of Aba Abdullah, right? It was to bring about an awakening, a change, right? The ummah in 50 years after the Prophet had transgressed to the extent where the Imam had to rise and sacrifice with the ultimate of sacrifices, that which will forever be remembered, so that we realize there was a purpose behind what he did. He wanted to bring about a reformation. And as we said yesterday, right, that what this reformation means is to bring the ummah out of ignorance, right? And when we look at our own lives, any time that we are following a path that goes against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, anytime my actions are contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, I am in a state of dalal. I am in a state of misguidance and I am in a state of ignorance. And what is required of me at that time is reformation. And so the ultimate goal for you and I, right, is to make sure that every single day we are reforming our lives. Every single night when we go to bed, we analyze our lives. We say, what went right today? What went wrong today? And I'm sure if we're honest with ourselves, there will be a list of things that didn't go as well as they should have gone. But that is where we have to sit and reflect and try to see how we can improve upon that which we did not do as well as we should have done. Reformation is how we continue progression. Reformation is how we continue the message of Aba Abdullah, because that was his mission, isn't it? Right? The mission was that, hence the responsibility for those who follow him is to continue to reform. But you know, reformation is not that easy. Yeah, if reformation was easy, we would all be reformed by now, right? But reformation is not easy, and there are numerous factors as to why reformation is not easy. For one, it requires us to be honest with ourselves, right? To analyze our lives and look deep in our lives to say, you know what, these things need improving. That's not easy to do. Admission of guilt, admission of fault, is something we would rather just not think about, right? We are very good at blaming other people. This is his fault, her fault, you know, my wife's fault, this is fault. But I never look in my own life to say that, hey, maybe this was my fault, maybe, right? And so we have to realize that we have to look inwards for reformation. And again, that's something that requires courage, yeah, to be able to say this needs improving. Reformation is also difficult because of the negative qualities that we have gained over time, right? Many of the qualities that we have gained over time served some form of benefit to us, right? Sometimes I'm sarcastic, but that sarcasm has helped me, for example, gain friends. Maybe that popularity that I wanted has gained me fame, for example, but it has brought about certain negative qualities. Breaking negative qualities is not easy, especially those qualities that have been established over a period of time, right? We give this analogy all the time that, you know, it's easier. This is why we're told never to sin, right? Why? Because once we sin, the taste of sin has remained in our hearts forever, right? And it's not easy to break, right? Even for those who have transgressed at one time in their lives, and now they have reformed their lives so that they don't transgress anymore, the remembrance always exists, does it not? Yeah, it always exists, right? The pleasures that I endured or enjoyed in the past always remain, and so we try to fight that battle at all times. If I could advise, you know, any youngsters who are here, man, don't sin. Yeah, it's not worth the headache that you will get later in life. It's not worth sinning, right? And so when we sin, we gain qualities which are negative. And those negative qualities are hard to break. Hence, reformation is not easy. But also another reason why reformation is not easy, you know, we're very good at changing something about ourselves if we notice immediate benefit, right? If we don't notice immediate benefit for something, the chances of me putting in the work to change that particular thing are very less, right? The problem is that we don't see Akhirah. We don't see the hellfire. And so we think that there's a prolonged gap here. So why should I change my life immediately? We live in a world of instant gratification, right? Things are done instantly. And when things take longer than instant for it to happen, we don't put in the exact work that is required for that particular thing. You know, if we look at this concept of instant gratification, yani instant results, if that is the lens with which we look at Karbala, then we will misunderstand Karbala. Why? Because if Aba Abdullah alayhi salam sacrificed his life, sacrificed his family's life, allowed, and the women were taken as prisoners, all of this, why? To end Yazid? Well, Yazid lived after him. Yeah? In fact, there were many more Yazids after him. Till today we have Yazids, right? And so if we look at it from that lens of instant result, then we would say Aba Abdullah was unsuccessful, na'udhu billah. But that is not the lens that Aba Abdullah was looking at it from. This is the problem. We're looking at it from the wrong lens. Aba Abdullah alayhi salam never had the intention or the desire to make immediate change. What did he say? Innama kharajtu li talabil islah, to seek reformation. He wanted to plant the seeds in Karbala. When our 12th Imam comes back, he will harvest the seeds that were planted in Karbala. But the responsibility of the Shia is what? To cultivate and nurture the seeds that were planted by Aba Abdullah in Karbala. Yeah? Do you understand? This is why reformation is so important. Aba Abdullah planted the seeds of reformation. 12th Imam will harvest the seeds of reformation. It's our job to continue reforming, my brothers and sisters. And this is the ultimate lesson I want you to understand. There is a link between the 3rd and the 12th Imam. The link is who? Us. We are that link. The more we delay our reformation, the longer we are delaying the 12th Imam. The more we delay our reformation, we are foregoing the work that was done by Aba Abdullah. As the Azadar, as the people who remember the rituals and mourning of Aba Abdullah, it is important that we focus on becoming better human beings every single day of our lives. And when we do so, we will uplift and keep alive the message of Karbala, and we will inshallah be hastening the return of our Imam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.